This combines 55 different waveforms contributed by 8 different groups. The ultimate goal for Ninja 2 is to inject these into real detector noise. The agreements on those haven't quite been finalized, so we're still injecting into simulated Gaussian noise. And we've chosen a sort of set of parameters to inject at that are meant to exercise the different analysis pipelines. So this is one sample set. This is the sort of two-month low-mass injection. We've got the injected total mass on the x-axis, the total spin on the y, and you see that there are a number of different spins that are going into this. And then the color gives you the distance, the physical distance at which the waveform has been injected. And on my poster, I'll go through a lot more of the details on what the waveforms are that we're injecting, how we chose the parameters, and what the full data sets look like. So that's what goes into the Ninja. I'm also going to be presenting a bit on what comes out. So this is some preliminary results from three of the data analysis groups, low-mass compact binary coalescence, high-mass CBC, and the Omega pipeline used by the Bird Search. These are all pipelines that are currently in use by LIGO. So things that we're certainly very interested in seeing how they perform on these high-quality waveforms. Satya Mohapatra has prepared a poster kind of giving some of these preliminary results. I'll be presenting it on his behalf. And this is work that he, I, and Alan Weinstein have done on these three different pipelines. Here's, again, sort of one set of these preliminary results. So on the top, I've got the chirp mass and the effective distance of the injection. This is a sort of standard found miss plot that we looked at. And this one looks pretty much like we'd expect. The blue are signals that are injected that are reported as found at the first step of the Inspiral pipeline. We recover, or at least we see the signals, up to certainly all the close ones. We kind of, as we get a little further away, we start missing some. And then on the lower plot, I've got injected SNR, recovered SNR, and a plot of how we do on parameter estimation for this particular set. And this shows this kind of very characteristic, color is the injected chirp mass. This shows a very characteristic behavior that we're used to seeing from this pipeline, where our ability to recover the SNR falls as the total mass increases. So this is the kind of, one of the kind of parameter estimation plots that we can look at for these pipelines. And then, of course, the parameter estimation pipelines will get much more information and much more precise. So on the poster, I'll go through the results from all three of these pipelines and talk a bit about how they work for people who are interested in. That's it.